Shlishi on Parshas Akev. Al toy mar belvavcha, do not say in your heart, Bahadoif Hashem Elokecha Isam Milufonecha Leimar. Do not say the following in your heart when Hashem is Hadoif. What is the translation of the word Bahadoif? Hashem thrusts. When Hashem will thrust your enemies out of the land, Hashem is bringing you into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem now is going to do miracles. He's going to take your enemies, he's going to get rid of them. Do not say in your heart when you witness Hashem thrust them, your enemies, from before you, saying, Lemar bitzitkosi hevyani Hashem l'resha says, it's in my righteousness, only because of my righteousness that Hashem brought me to the land, to possess land, hazois, uverishas, only in the wickedness, ha'goyim ho'ele, of these goyim, Hashem, morishom yiponech, Hashem is dispossessing them, morishom is dispossessing them from before you. Don't make that mistake. Don't think the person should never go say that it's that koichi v'oitzim yodi osli achay hazeh. Don't say that it's because of your, well, over here it says, na koichi b'tzit kosi, it's my righteousness, and it's their wickedness. Okay, let's go read another pasuk, because they really soon go together. You can't really learn with one with the other. Loi v'tzit koscha u'v'yosh levavcha. It's not due to your righteousness. It's not due to your righteousness. And u'v'yosh levavcha, and the uprightness of your heart, atovo l'reshes esartzam, do you come to possess their land? Ki, it's only b'rishas ha'goyim ho'ele, due to the wickedness of Hashem, Hashem drives them out from before you, uleman, and only hakim es hadavar, to establish the matter. Hashem nishpa Hashem lo asech la'avraham li'itzok li'akav. Okay, so there's a lot going on in the pesukim here, which, if you know, we just run through the pesukim very quickly when we create a Torah, but there's a lot of depth here. Over here in pasuk 4, pasuk dal, we're making over here two assumptions. Klal Yisrael is making assumption number that we're tzaddikim. We are the Amech Kulam Tzadikim, Le'olam Yirshu Aretz. We're Tzadikim. And number two, assumption number two, is the Goyim are Rishoim. So in Pasuk Hey it says, there's one thing you got right, and there's one thing you got wrong. You got right that the nations are wicked. It says, Uverishas HaGoyim Ho'ela. That you got right. You got that right that they're wicked. As it says, look at the words over here in Pasuk Dalet, it says, Uverishas, and the wickedness Hagoyim Ho'ela, and the Rishas of these Goyim, Hashem is driving them out from before you. And here in Pasuk Hey it says, Ki Birishas Hagoyim Ho'ela, Hashem Elokecha Morisham is driving them out of Miponecha. Okay, so it seems that part you got right. I mean, you want to go make the Yukim over here? Maybe not now, but we're talking about that part you got right. But the other part you got wrong. This that you think you're tzaddikim? No. You're not tzaddikim. You are not tzaddikim. You're not tzaddikim. So how dare you say, I'll tell you my belovcha, that you got wrong. However, now there's a third part that is unexpected. And what is unexpected is, Zuchus Aves. So, what is Zuchus Aves coming to do? Zuchus Aves is coming to replace your righteousness. So, in other words, what it would appear to be, okay, I don't know if this is correct or not, you need a combination of two things. Number one, the Goyim must be wicked in order for them to be removed. But they're not going to be removed, even though they're just because they're wicked. There needs to be someone who deserves to knock them out. When you read this pasuk, I think you definitely can walk away with the assumption that if you have wicked people living in Eretz Yisrael and they don't deserve to be there, Hashem is not going to push them out. They don't deserve to be there, okay. But they can, in the meantime, you can stay put. You don't deserve it. And it's just a matter of time right now you can stay there. Oh, but we don't deserve. No, so you don't deserve, you can stay there. There needs to be something positive on the other side that will push them out. And what is that going to be? So you make a mistake and think it's because of your righteousness. Along comes this pasuk and says, nope, it's not your righteousness that's going to push them out. It is zuchus avos. See the sequence of these psukim? We start off from the beginning of the pasuk. Bid sid kosi heviani Hashem loreshes es aretz hazos. That's the positive. And the negative of it is, No. One part you got right. The other part you got wrong. The other part you got right. Oh, but that's not enough. That's not enough just for them to be wicked people. There needs to be some element of positivity, righteousness that will trigger their removal. Oh, if you're not righteous, we're going to replace your lack of righteousness with zuchus avos. Uleman hakim es hadavar asher nishpa Hashem la'avosecha li'avraham li'yitzchak u'li'yakov.
Okay. Is that a guarantee? In other words, righteousness depends on the individual. The Jews are wicked. Sorry, buddy. Get out of here. You're good. Good. The zuchus avos is not discretionary. If you take that with the weakness of the goyim, so the Jews can say, well, I don't have to be righteous. The goyim are wicked.
We have zuchus avos. Okay, so the answer has to be, you're saying something that's 100. The Gemara says, Shema tigre machet. So this touches upon zuchus avos and bris avos. Zuchus avos, it means even though we don't have merit, but we have something. There is potential. There's potential, being that we have we know the real deal, and we don't actually have the goods. We don't have the goods, but we have the midos that we will return to the ways of the others, like a boy in shidduchim. A boy in Shidduchim, so what are they? Yes, is this boy going to make a parnasa one day? Right now, he's 20, 21, 22 years old. He doesn't have a penny to his name. His parents support him. He's in yeshiva. Is this boy a type of boy that has a work ethic? A type of boy that has responsibility? That will one day support a family? Do we see in him simonim muvhakim? That this boy is a type of boy. Right now, he has nothing. There's no penny to his name. So that's like zuchus avos. If you see the boy has a sense of responsibility, he's a disciplined person, he has values of responsibility, okay? That's called zuchus avos. If you see a boy, he doesn't have a penny to his name, but he's a meshugana. You see he's a wilde person. He's a wild person. He doesn't care about anything about anyone. So that boy doesn't have zuchus avos. Zuchus avos doesn't just mean, oh, you come from big yichus. That's not what it means. Zuchus avos means a lot more than that. It means you come from big yichus and it has made an impression upon you. And you value and you cherish and you plan to eventually utilize the Yerusha that has been handed down to you from the avos. If a person is a person just, oh, you sit back. Yeah, I have a grace of Zayden. I couldn't care less. And to me, it means nothing. It's just a credit card for me. It doesn't work like that. So obviously when it says Ulan Hakim, you don't have the tzikoscha, you don't got that. But it doesn't mean you got nothing. It doesn't mean you have to say that. You have to say Ulman Hakim es adov asher nishba Hashem lavosecha la'avim zel Yaakov. You have to say that. That's what zuchus avos means. I think that's pashut. All right, let's see over here Rashi. We have over here interesting two psukim which go together and they're saying quite a bit. There's a lot going on over here. We start out, there are two things. You need your righteousness and their wickedness. And then we say, you right on one, you wrong on the other. But we're going to replace this that you are incorrect with regard to tzidkoscha. We will replace with zuchus avos. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Pasuk Dalid, says, Al toymar bilvavcha, do not say in your heart, tzidkosi v'rishas hagoyim garmu. You see, Rashi makes it very clear that it's the combination. It's the combination. I pressed the wrong button over here. What I do over here? Search dictionary. I pressed the wrong button. Go back to Rashi. Don't say that. Don't say it's the combination. The next pasuk hey. Loivid sitchos ratavol reshas ki b'rishas hagoyim hare ki mishamesh b'loshen ella. The word ki can mean many, many things. And when it says here ki b'rishas, it means ella. Ella, it's because of the rishas hagoyim. That's why you're going. Ulema'an hakim es hadavar. And as far as your tzitkoscho, we're going to replace that with zuchos avos. Now, what does it say in the Targum? Targum, going back to pasuk dalit, lo seimar, do not say bili bochen yuhad bid yit bar Hashem. Now, this is an interesting word, bid yit bar. Bid yit bar similarly means when Hashem breaks. Bid yit bar Hashem kach yoshoim mikodamoch. When Hashem, now over here the pasuk bahadoif. Hadoif, we translate in English to thrust. And the Targum, Rashi is silent, and the Targum says a word. Oh, I did it again. What did I do over here? I did it again. Search dictionary. I did it again over here. I did the wrong thing. Rashi. Bidi yitvar. What I do in Unkelis is if you double click on this, you should get no definitions. Bidi yitvar. How do I go back? How do I go back to. How do you go back? I don't know how you go back. I don't know. I click on this. No. Oops. I messed up here. I just guess go back over here to this. Rashi. Targum. Okay. We'll come back in one moment. I'm going to come back to this word in a moment. Let's just first see the more obvious chidushim of the Targum. Do not say in your heart, who is going to yitbar. We'll assume now for the moment it means that comes, you're going to thrust, get rid of your enemies before you begin the moch. Lenemar to say, now look at this. Over here, the Targum Unkelis, he adds in a word, a very important addition. Bizochusi. It does not say the word zochus in this pasuk. Targum is machadesh. That when it says bitzitkosi, it means in my merit. Tzidkosi means my righteousness. My righteousness. And he explains the word here, it's not really a good word. Look at the English. In the English, do not say Hashem has enabled us to possess the land because of our virtues. See, the word virtues is the translation of the word tzedek. The Targum says this is not a correct translation. Whoever wrote Sefaria is not translating the words according to Unkelis. Okay, does anyone have in front of them an English translation?
What word?
Tzidkosi. How do they translate the word in the English and the
posse?
Righteousness. Okay, righteousness. So Targum says that's not what it means. Targum says it means in my merit. Zuchus means merit. Merit and righteousness are not the same. A person does a righteous act, and in that righteous act, he earns merit. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, and the Targum completely omits any mention of righteousness. He cuts to the chase, and he says, "Bizochusi, ke'a lani Hashem lemeiras yos ara." Did Hashem bring me up? Did Hashem bring me up? Notice the word "a'ahalani," which means to go up. That's not exactly the same translation as the word heviani. Hava means to bring. The word a'alani is al, to ascend. It's a chiddush. Targum is saying to ascend. Lemeiras, to inherit. Yos ara, okay, the land. Hodo this, hazos. Uvichovei. Rishas, he similarly translates, doesn't mean evil. Doesn't mean wickedness. It means debt. They have a debt to pay. Uvichoyvei, they've committed a crime. They've committed crimes against humanity. They're evil people, and therefore they have a debt to pay. And the debt they're going to pay is they're going to be expelled from the land. Uvichoyvei amamaya hoylein dis Hashem misorech. What does it mean misorech? Hashem is going to. I don't know what that word means. In the English, it means like Morisha means to drive out. dispossessing. And here it says in Targum the word misarech. Can we get a translation? No definitions found. Okay. So what is it? What does it mean exactly? What does it mean exactly? Okay, let's see. Misarech lohoin lohoin mikodemach, them from you. Let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk he continues in the same exact language. La. It's not. It's not vizochusach. In again the same exact word, merit. Uvekashitus libach. Now, what does that mean? Kasho means beauty. Keshoit atzmecha v'acharkach keshoit achedim. What do they translate in English over here? Virtues and rectitude. And your rectitude. What does rectitude mean? I don't know what that word means. Can anyone help me? My ignorance. Your virtues and your rectitude. What does the word rectitude mean? It's translated in the word of v'yoyesh levavcha. Not in your rectitude. Targum has a different word, kashitus. Kashitus means beautify. Your beautification. Let's go to Google and type in the word rectitude. This should be interesting. Rectitude. Oh, it has to go give me now. Rectitude. Morally correct behavior or thinking. Okay, it's yoyesher levavcha. They translate it as rectitude, morally correct behavior or thinking, right, semicolon, righteousness. Okay.
Well, he has a word in art school that calls it uprightness.
Oh, uprightness. Uprightness. That's not the same as rectitude. Rectitude, I like the word rectitude. It sounds pretty good. I like it better than the art school. Yoisha, but both of these words, I don't think they really capture what the word means. And the Targum pulls a fast one on us, and he says the word uvikashitus. The Gemara says kishoit atzmecha v'acharkach kishoit achedim. Kishoit means to beautify. How does the word yosher levavcha mean beautification of your heart? When a person goes in the
crowd, when we say the word kishoit and beruf shmei, kishoit araisa and all that, does that mean beautify? Or mean the truth of the word kishoit? We say it in beruf shmei.
You're saying good. Maybe I'm making a mistake. So what? You have a sitter there. Let me go look over here in the translation of the word kishoit.
Araisa kishoit, avia kishoit. We say the word ms.
Uvia means ms. There, is that what it means? Maybe you're right. Let me go look and type in the word over here, kishoit.
Error is true, your neviim are true.
Decoration. It's a Hebrew over here in a decoration, ornament, ornamation, ornament, garland, garnish, jewel, tachshit. Okay, kishoit, beautification. I think it means beautification, beautiful. He's saying araisa kishoit. You say it means MS? It means their MS maybe in Aramaic? Okay, let me go look over here. This is Hebrew. Maybe in Aramaic it's not the same. Let's go look at Aramaic. I have an Aramaic translation over here. Do we have Aramaic over here? I think I have Aramaic. Aramaic, let's see over here. Keshoit. Maybe you're right. No, this is not Aramaic. English, all languages, Arabic. No, I can't seem to find it. I don't know, maybe you're right. I don't know, let's see. Okay, let's go further. V'kashitus libach at your olel, l'meiras yos aron, arei, but instead b'choyvei amamai oilein. It's only to the debt of these nations, Hashem l'kach misorechoin, because Mach is going to drive them out of the land because of you, uvedil, and because la'akoma, to establish, yos piskama, the matter, di which kiyam Hashem swore, Hashem l'avahosach, li'avracham, li'yitzchak, u'li'akav. That's pretty straightforward. Okay, now,
Rabbi, by the way, the word kishoit, I'm looking up.
Yeah.
Good. He says truth.
Truth. Okay.
He says whose Torah is truth, He says only on the God of heaven, who is the God of truth, whose Torah is truth, whose prophets are true, and who acts liberally with kindness and muskilameh tavanik shoit. It can't be beauty. He acts with beauty. It doesn't make sense. So it must be maskilabod tavan shoit. And it says who acts liberally with kindness and truth.
Okay, I accept it. I have over here a lot of good stuff over here. So let's go back. I have over here in the Sefer, the Ma'at, sorry, he has over here on this Pasuk a lot of good stuff. So let's go back to Pasuk Dalet. And Pasuk Dalet, we'll go through some of the nice issues. Okay, so we start over here. Al-Taymar, do not say B'lvavcha in your heart, Bahadoif. Now, how does the article translate the word Bahadoif, Mr. Rapport? How does he say it here? Over here it says to thrust. But when Hashem's Bahadoif, Hashem kech oisam milufonecha. How do they translate the word Bahadoif? Pasuk 4. Pasuk Dalet. Do not say in your heart, when Hashem cast, I bet you they say the word cast out.
And Rishas HaGoyim and the wickedness of the nations, Gormu. Is that what the word you're asking about?
No, Bahadoif. Pasuk, the beginning of Pasuk Dalet, the very, in the Chumash. Al Toimar Bilvavcha, do not say in your heart, Bahadoif Hashem Elokecha.
Push them away. Push them.
Push. Oh, yeah, okay. Push. So the article translates with Bahadoif into push. And in this translation, in Sefari, it says to thrust. Targum says the word b'di-yit-bar. The word yitbar is none of the other means to break. Completely different translation. Do not say in your heart when you witness Hashem breaking your enemies. Breaking them. Now over here I'm going to read you from the Ma'at Tzori. This is a commentator on the Ungulus. And he says the word bedita means perushoi kasher yishbor. V'nimsa lefi atargum behadoif Hashem lekech musav al mashakosav leel v'hu yachnim, you'll humble them. Shkamsham tegim b'loshon shavira. Okay, it's like the word yachniim. Like we always say in the shir, the goal is that the targum comes to simplify the language by taking many words and translating them exactly the same. He's translating the word yachniim exactly the way he translates the word Bahadoif. They both mean to break, to humble, to crush, to shatter. He's saying these two words mean exactly the same. That's what the Targum does. By translating two words the same, he's basically saying that one word in Hebrew is the Perush Rashi on another word in Hebrew. That's a very interesting technique. Okay, you want to translate a word, so go look at another word in Tanakh. By the Targum, translating multiple words with the same Aramaic word, in essence, he's telling us that the translation of one word in Hebrew is another Hebrew word. And what's the other Hebrew word for the word Bahadoif? Yachni'im. To humble them. Okay? Now, B'loshon Shavira, V'osil Targum, the Bidiyitbar, Shagam Sham taking Beloshon Shavira. The Asur Litargain Bidiyitvar Mimesha Perushoi Yishaver. And what it means over here, let me just say, wait a minute. Wait, and then he writes over here, who's saying this over here? I'm confused. Let me, I'm reading over here what it says over this. Perushoi Kasha Yishbar. Now he writes over here, who's he quoting over here? The Mincha Shai. Oh, now he's giving you a quote from the Mincha Shai. We learn Mincha Shai in the morning, and he says, I disagree. The Mincha Shai says what the Targum said is wrong. I don't know how the Mincha Shai can say this. He writes, the Osur Litar game. Oh no. 1 second. Bidiyit bar. With a dot. No, that's what it. Bidi. Oh, okay. Let's clarify this. The also litar game. Bidiyis bar. Tov im dogesh. Bibnesha perusho yishover. For who chiru figid of apikursis. Vialtisma she dogesh echod mishane hamashmois. Okay, I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying over here some chiddush that that there are two different words. There's the word bidyitbar. Now notice on the screen, in the unkelus that we have on our screen, it says bidyitbar, there's a dot in the tov. And if there's a dot in the tov, it means to break. The Minhag HaShaya says there's no dot, that's a mistake. That dot in the tov, in the unkelus, should be deleted. There should not be a dot. Mr. Rappaport, in your art scroll, is there a dot in the Targum on Pasuk Dalet? Does it say Bidyisbar or Bidyitbar? What do you have there? I have in my Chumash here, unkelus, there's no dot. It says,
which word is it again?
The Pasuk Dalet, in the Targum unkelus, Pasuk Dalet, La Tamar, Billy Bach, what does it say in your Chumash? Is there a dot? Is there a dot in the Tov?
Yes.
There is a dot. Okay.
Yes.
In my edition that I'm looking at over here, on this Chumash I'm looking at, there is no dot. There is no dot. Your edition, article, there's a dot. On the screen, in the Sepharia, which this edition over here, I wouldn't get too carried away with anything over here, there is a dot. So he writes over here from the Minhag HaShaya a tremendous chiddush that there is a fundamental, there is a difference of word, there's a completely different word. If the word is diyisbar, this is not the same word as diyitbar. If there is a dot in the tov, it means to break. If there is no dot in the tov, it does not mean to break. It probably then means, like what the art school translates, or what it says in the Sepharia, to thrust or to push. He's saying there's two completely different words in Aramaic. There's a word in Aramaic, diyitbar, with a dot, and there's a word in Aramaic, diyisbar, without a dot. And they mean completely different things. So it comes out now, you have an unbelievable nafgamina in the girsa, of the Targum. You have a pasuk in the Torah, Al Taimar Bil Vavacha, Bahadoif Hashem Lokecha Oisam Milifanecha, when you witness Hashem engaging in the activity called Hadoif. What does Hadoif mean? What does it mean, Hadoif? Hadoif means, what is it? What is it, the shorish of the word Hadoif? It's a daf. Is it to push? Or is it to break? You push someone out of the house, or you crush their bones, you break their bones. So over here we have the targum says diyitbar, and on the screen there's a dot in the tuf. That word means to break. The Minhag HaShaya says chas v'sholom, for you to go read it like that. These are those words, chas v'sholom, the osur letargim. Bidyitbar with a dot. Bibnesha perusho yishover. Vuhu chiruf vigiduf. This is apikursus. Oh, how could it, the altisma shadogesh echot, how could it possibly be that there's such a thing in Tanakh, in Aramaic, that you could have a word that if there's a dot, it means this, and if there's no dot, it means that? Yeah. He says many examples, there are many situations where the word is a completely different word depending on if it has a dot. So if it would be diyitbar, it would mean to break, and if there's no dot, it means to push. Okay, it was kedai for me to come tonight to learn this. It's such an incredible insight from this. Okay, Now we go to the next chiddush of this word, misorech lohoin min kodamach. Now over here it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be moirish. Okay, let's go. This is also very important. I'll tell my beloved Cholah Hadayf Hashem Lokecha Yisam Milafanech. When Hashem is going to either break or to push them out from before you, leimar b'tzitko si haviyani Hashem l'reshes esaretz uverishas, and the wickedness hagoyim wa'ele Hashem morisham. What does it mean, morisham? So in the English, on the Sepharia, it says dispossessing them. Hashem is going to dispossess them from before you. What does the Targum say? Misorech. Now, what is the word misorech? So he says over here in this sefer, misorech l'chayin kodamach evshel l'chavin shelachin tirgim kan morisham loshem gerushin. The word misorech means to dispossess. He's on board. He likes that word. Morisham does not mean. It means to push them away. Let's see. The loyal l'shon yerusha. So he's saying a very important chiddush. The word morisham has a connotation of yerusha. Yerusha means inheritance. So there is to inherit, and there is to disinherit. Okay, what is the expression when a parent decides that he does not want to bequeath his assets to his child? So what is that called? To disinherit them? Is that a correct word? Mr. Rapport, is that a correct word when a parent says he plans to disinherit his children? Is that correct? Is that the way the word is used in English?
Yeah, cut them out of the world.
So to disinherit, which means he wouldn't. So now when it says over here morisham, here is the dilemma. Is the word morisham mean to disinherit or no? The word morisham means to drive out. Two possibilities. How do you translate the word morisham? Do you translate the word morisham to disinherit, or do you translate the word morisham to drive out? There's a major nafkamina, because if you translate the word to disinherit, that has a connotation that the goyim, it's really their inheritance. Eretz Yisrael is the inheritance of Canaan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come along, and Hashem now has said, decided to disinherit them from the land. They have a claim. They have a legal claim to the land. And because of their violation of the rules of this world, Hashem has disinherited them from their land. Or do you say no? The Eretz, the Canaanim, never ever had a claim in the land. They never legally occupied the land. They were temporarily squatters on the land from the time of Maaseh Bereishis until now. And now it's time for you guys to get lost, to get out of here, to push them out of this land because you're squatters. You don't have any legal rights. There's a major nafkamina in how you translate the word morisham. Does it mean disinherit? Yeah.
You have a similar sharish in the beginning of the parasha Ekev. Also, the word lahorisham in pasuk Yudzayin ki sameh bavavcha rabba magoy ma'elu mena echo uchal lahorisham. And there also, article is consistent means to drive them out.
Ah.
And the targum over there says, on pasuk Yudzayin at the end, le Torah chutzchom. And I don't know if he uses the same lashon here.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. That's exactly what we're trying to say. That the word misorech does not mean, do not be misled to think disinherit. Even though it has the letters of Yerusha, Yerusha, there is a resh and there is a shin, and it has a certain sound, a phonetic sound of the Yerusha. That's not what it means. It does not mean to disinherit. It means to drive out. And that's what the word misorech means. It means evshel of shlachin tirgim kan morisham lashon gerushin, to drive out, v'loy lashon yerusha, and the reason mipnei shehu kosher im ha'ois mem miponecha. Miponecha means the proof is morisham miponecha. If it would have been, again, it gives you over here some. If the word would have been a yerusha, it would say Hashem lekecha morisham. Morisham, I would stop there. It would uvarisha goyim o'el Hashem ukecha morisham. Period. You don't need the word miponecha. Hashem lokecha morisham will disinherit them. When it says with miponecha, okay, I don't know the grammar. I don't know the grammar, but he's saying over here the proof that the word morisham does not mean to disinherit. But instead it means to drive out is the fact that the word that comes after is the word Miponecha. Hashem is driving them out of the land because you are coming. The Goyim never ever legally owned the land. That's what the Targum is coming to make clear with the word Misorech. Misorech is a word that means drive out. It does not mean Yerusha. Okay, now the next Pasuk. Okay, the next Pasuk, we come over here to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Hey. And Pasuk Hey, it says what? Uvikashitus libach. So we have difficulty. What does this word mean? So Targum Yoyesher Emes. Okay, so you are Yoyesher, also Mr. Rapport, you are correct. Yosher, the word Keshoit means Emes, truth. Keshoit. And he's translating, he's telling you a tremendous Chiddush. Yosher, what is Yosher? Yosher, well, the art school translated uprightness. The uprightness. And the English translated rectitude. None of the above. They're both wrong. The word Yosher means truth. The Targum is translating the word Yosher. Yosher is another word for MS. Okay, Yosher, Targum Yosher, MS. V'chein tekim l'kamon v'midbar. V'ule akavon kiyum adavar. Yosher, okay, I'm not sure what it means, but v'zeh nicha amem shechapasit sh'al ma sh'amru b'tzit kasi. Oymeres atara, loy v'tzit kascha. It's not in your righteousness, and it's not due to the emes of your heart, the truth of your heart. Yeah.
The word Yosher, if you look in Hazinu, the Pasuk is Kelamuna Bein Ovo Tzadik V'Yoshahu. And over there, the Targum also translates it Koshit.
Koshot.
Same word.
Right. It means so MS. Taking, MS. Hashem is MS. Baruch Dayan MS. Yisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chosomoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. And here it says Kelamuna. What do you say? What was the Pasuk again? What do you say? What was the Pasuk?
Kelamuna Bein
Ovo Tzadik V'Yoshah. Hashem is a tzaddik and Hashem is emes. Okay, you're saying very good. Emes. Yosher is emes. It's loy v'tzit koscha. It's not to your merit. Uvi yosher l'vavcha. It's not to the emes of your heart. Okay, it's a whole different flavor. The emes of your heart. Okay? And then he goes on to say, what else is over here? That's it. Okay, that's it. Okay, let's just do one point very quickly. Let's review what we learned over here. Okay, let's review. We learned a lot of chidushim over here. What we learned over here is, Al tamei lavcha, do not say in your heart, v'hadoif, don't say in your heart, v'hadoif Hashem v'chach v'yisam v'lefanech, when Hashem, what do we mean v'hadoif? So we learned today the word hadoif is a very difficult word. Either it means, over here it says, when Hashem, when you witness Hashem thrusting out, and the art scroll said push, and the Targum said something completely different, b'diyitbar, which in our understanding means to break, which is a tremendous chiddush, which then is going to be exactly the same translation as the word hachno. However, we have learned a tremendous chiddush from the Mincha Shai that it's not the correct girsa. The correct girsa is b'yisbar. It should be a sof, not a tov. And then the word means, I guess, to push, or to cast out, or to thrust. And there are times where a little dot makes a world of a difference in what the word means. That was one b'chiddush. Okay, then we learned that when it says tzidkasi, what does the word tzidkasi mean? Tzidkasi means zuchus, merit. Don't say that it's in my merit. What does, it doesn't mean my righteousness. He says in my merit. Heviani Hashem l'oresh es haaretz, to possess. He says over here, Alani, he doesn't discuss this, because I don't know, Haviani means to bring me. He seems to say the word which means to ascend, to possess the land. It means in the choiva, in the debt of these nations, Hashem is Morisha Miponecha, and we learned another Chiddush. The word Morisha, although it sounds similar to the word Yerusha, does not mean to disinherit. It means to drive out the goyim because of you, making two assumptions. I'm a tzaddik and he's a rasha. Well, you're right that he's a rasha, but you're no tzaddik either. It's not because you're a tzaddik. See, that's interesting. Now, the yoyesher levavcha is going back to al-tamer b'levavcha. Don't say in your heart. Don't say in your heart. What you're saying in your heart is sheker. See, that's what he says over in the page. Now it makes a lot of sense. You see, this is a whole different translation. Mr. Rappaport, you see, this is incredible what he's doing over here. If you learn the pasuk yoyesher to mean the uprightness of your heart, so this has nothing to do with anything. What does this have to do with anything that we said until now? What did it say in the beginning of the previous pasuk? Al toimar b'levavcha, don't say in your heart, when you witness Hashem driving them out, v'tzid kasi. And now we say, loy v'tzid kascha. So what are these two words doing here? They don't belong here. They mamish don't belong. We never said this. But according to the Targum, it makes a lot of sense. It's going back on what you said in your heart. This that you said in your heart is sheker. It's sheker. You said in your heart it's b'tzid kasi. Now you have to read it backwards. It's shek uvi yoyesher, like we always do this. When you read psukim, we do this all the time. Every day we do this. You take a pasuk in Chumash, it's not meant to always be read in order. You're not reading English. In English, in the most languages, when you read a sentence, you have to go in order. If the only way you can understand a sentence is if you're going to go backwards, you get an F for penmanship, you get an F for your writing skills. In language, you have to always go in order. That's not the way it is in Tanakh. In Tanakh, you have a license to take expressions and read, it's a puzzle, and read the words backwards. So here you have to read this, loy b'yoyesher levavcha. Loy, you are wrong. Loy yoyesher levavcha. It's not emes. It is not emes what is in your heart, that it's due to your righteousness you're coming to possess the land. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. Targum Mamashi makes sense out of the pasuk. Because if you don't translate the Targum with the word Yosher as emes, but if you translate like what it says over here in the Sefaria, your virtues, or like in art school, the uprightness of your heart, what do these words have to do with anything? This pasuk is a response to pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet, you only made one claim. You said to yourself, that's b'tzid kasi. So now Hashem, no, loy v'tzid koscha, ata bolo resh eses artsam. Where did these two words get into the pasuk? What are they doing here? But now the Targum is megale, that the word yosher means emes, and we combine it with the word lo, don't say in your heart. Don't say this. Hashem says, what you're saying in your heart is sheker. It's not emes. What you said in your heart, that b'tzid kasi heviani Hashem. It's unbelievable. You learn Targum. It's a whole new pshat in the pasuk. It's loy emes levavcha, that b'tzid kascha atov olores es esartzam. It's a perfect parallel to the previous pasuk. That's not going to be true. But unbelievable. Okay, we'll stop over here. I think we learned something very good today. Have a good night, everyone. Zay
Bezant. Good night. Shkoyach. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Laila Tov.
When are you putting up your gate?
Talking to us, the gates?
Yeah. When are you putting it up?
I would have done it a long time ago, but the guy didn't come yet. I don't know if he could say soon, and he hasn't showed up yet.
Yeah, all right.
So whenever he comes, I don't know.
Okay, when I see it, I'll see it. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Rabbi Fryan.
Yeah?
I saw they had a whole Seuda of the for the Erev of Borough Park.
I have no idea.
You know, Chassidish thing, that whole Chizuk of the Erev with a...
I never heard of such a thing, a Seuda, to celebrate
it. I was bringing in pictures.
It was probably a fundraiser. They probably need money.
I pick up the Voch and the Blood, the magazines, the very glossy paper pictures of all the Rebbeisha functions and all the functions that are going on, you know?
All right, this is the entertainment.
And the ads, they have the ads for Zeldin for governor, and unbelievable. They have a new thing today. The bathrooms are no longer the Porta Johns. They have like a truck with a fancy bathroom in it.
Well, where? Where do they have a fancy bathroom? Where?
It's rent. You rent it.
What are they renting for? What are they renting it for? Who's renting it?
I don't know. Whatever. I'll show you. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
They'll go. They should make these beautiful bathrooms on a truck and have them parked outside for the public. Outhouses. Go back
anyway.
To the way. What's so bad? You don't have to worry about plumbing. You don't have to worry about getting stuffed.
You're right.
And you'll have a service come clean it for you. A service will come clean it for you. You don't have to have digas. Let someone else do it. And you have a beautiful...
When they had outhouses, the biggest rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, used the outhouse the same as everybody
That's
else.
That's right.
He didn't take himself a portable chair along with him. The Hasidim put a chair down for him, you know? Today you have all these simchas. The Rebbe comes with his old big chair, you know. I saw a picture of the Satmar had a special shtender and chair cut down for Tisha B'Av.
A special what? Cut? What?
A fancy chair, but the legs were cut down.
Oh, that's crazy. That's mamash meshuga.
And they had a shtender also cut down in size.
Meshuga.
Of course.
Meshuga.
Right.
How meshuga could you be already? How meshuga could you be already? That's what he did? That's what he did? I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
Listen, what do they do in the Sama camp? I saw the video. They saw the video. They go probably on YouTube. You go find the video. They made this massive flag of the state of Israel.
And they
burn it.
You know what's going on now? This little kid was murdered, a 4-year-old, was murdered by a family member. They know it. So they went to court, the police wanted to get an autopsy. So they already started demonstrating.